All right, good morning. Every week we try to bring you up to date on Bible prophecy by looking at the news and trends in the world and identifying those things that seem to be tracking with these centuries-old Bible prophecies. This week I ran across an obscure article on a Jewish news website, Arut Shava. It was titled, Four New Noahides Welcomed into the Fold in Jerusalem. The article stated the following, the Sanhedrin's court for Noahides held a ceremony this week in which four Gentiles declared their acceptance of the seven laws of Noah. Now, what does this have to do with the fulfillment of Bible prophecy in the last days? Well, in his famous discourse on the Mount of Olives, Jesus mentioned Noah with regard to events in the Great Tribulation. He said specifically in Matthew 24:37, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. The Apostle Peter also referred to Noah when discussing the last days. So whenever we see or hear something about Noah in the news, it piques our interest, especially if it's not regarding the ark necessarily as a piece of history, but something totally separate. And that brings us to these Noahides. B'nai Noach, literally children of Noah, they're known as Noahides. They are non-Jews who take upon themselves the Torah's obligations for non-Jews, consisting of seven laws passed on from Noah, they say, following the flood documented in Genesis. There are seven such Noahide laws by which Gentiles are bound, and they are being accepted by an increasing number of non-Jews. Those laws, according to this latest article, are the following. Number one, to refrain from idolatry. Number two, to refrain from sexual immorality. Number three, to refrain from blasphemy. Number four, to refrain from murder. Number five, to refrain from theft. Number six, to refrain from eating the limb of a living animal. No problem there. And number seven, to establish courts of law. Now, the official Noahide website expands those seven universal laws to a total of 66 specific commandments in subcategories. The Sanhedrin in Israel decided in December of 2008 to assist the Noahide movement worldwide by helping them form a leadership council. An article in the December 2008 Arut Shava from Israel noted the following. One of the primary functions of the council will be the creation and development of effective outreach materials for the world. The observance of the seven Noahide laws is incumbent upon humanity, and widespread observance is to be worked towards even through active proselytization. Never before in recorded history have B'nai Noach come together to be ordained by the Sanhedrin for the purpose of spreading Noahide observance of laws, a spokesman said. This is the first critical step of bringing about the ultimate flowering of the brotherhood of mankind envisioned by Noah, the father of mankind, end quote. Now, underline in your mind those phrases, never before in recorded history, and bringing about the ultimate flowering of the brotherhood of mankind. This is an ancient movement, but one which is just now, in our generation, coming to a recognized, prominent position in the world. Four Gentiles taking Noahide vows may not seem like much, but its significance really is huge. These guys want it to be literally as it was in the days of Noah. It is exactly the kind of news you'd expect to hear if we were living in the last days that are prophesied in the Bible. Now, while we're excited about prophetic news that the second coming of Jesus is near, we are not looking for that coming of the Lord. We are looking for His coming to resurrect and rapture the church, which occurs prior to the Great Tribulation. We're looking for the coming of Jesus, and it is imminent, and it therefore needs no event to occur before He returns. And that's why we like to remind you to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.